The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and here in Northern California, we greet you from a rainy place. Finally, it rained significantly last night. It's still raining a little bit. So, one of the great areas of discovery and doing Buddhist practice has to do with the family of actions, family of things we do or that happen that involve letting go. And today the topic is release. And letting go sometimes is not popular, sometimes it's misunderstood. And in Buddhism, primarily the profound movement of release, of letting go, is not letting go of anything that is real, but letting go of the ways that we cling to it. So we're letting go of clinging and all the different variations of it. So we're letting go of the kind of resistance that is also a kind of a compulsion. And so when we say let go, sometimes let go, let go, let go, we don't necessarily mean letting go of the thing, but of the holding to the thing. So if we say let go of the body, it's more like the way that if you tended to a injured animal, and then when you're ready to release it into the wild, to its natural habitat, that you might say you let it go into the natural habitat. And rather than it being a loss for the animal, it's a gain. It returns to its natural way. And to release our body like you would release a bird into the air, to let go of the body, so the body becomes free. And one of the really wonderful things about this liberation of the heart of Buddhism, that in some very significant way, maybe initially perplexing way, is we're letting go, we're liberating not ourselves, but we're liberating everything else from ourselves. If it's all about personal liberation, it actually misses the boat. It misses the, you know, it doesn't really, it's not really the full freedom. But to let everything go, let's set everything free of our clinging, our grasping, our conceit, our selfishness, our self-involvement. And this, so this can happen with the body too. We let go of the body. We release the body. We discover how to let the body be without any clinging, resistance, tightening, pressure that we exert onto the body. So this sitting today we'll have to do, we'll talk about, I'll probably use language like letting go, but hopefully with this introduction you appreciate that we're not letting go of the body, but rather we're setting it free from the ways that we interfere with it or live in a more difficult way with it. So to support the freedom of the body so that it's not restricted anywhere or collapsed anywhere, it's helpful to take a posture that is open. Where everything is, nothing is collapsed or. And so usually if you're sitting in a chair or a cushion, it's usually to sit with the spine straight enough so the chest is a little bit open, and maybe even the shoulders have a little bit of a movement of not being pulled back, but they kind of allow them to move back. Lowering your gaze and letting your gaze be soft and relaxed. And that itself is a movement of letting go, the involvement with the eyes that's distracted by the mind, searching, looking, trying to see. And if it's comfortable for you, you can gently close your eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, to appreciate the letting go of that happens there, the releasing of the breath, the releasing of the inhale, the settling, relaxing as you exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. And to take the opportunity with the exhale to relax further. To relax the muscles of the face. Releasing any pressure that's exerted on the eyelids. Any pressure exerted on the forehead. Perhaps tightening in the jaw can be released. Maybe letting the open the mouth a teeny bit. Separate the teeth a tiny bit. And relaxing around the mouth. If there's any pressure of the lips touching, can you release the pressure? And on the exhale, to soften the shoulders. Release the shoulders. And to relax the belly, softening the belly. On the exhale, to relax the legs, the thighs, and perhaps the arms and hands and fingers. If you feel any pressure or tightness in the fingers, you might even slightly wiggle them. And all these steps of relaxation are movements of letting go, of release. Releasing the body from the influence of the mind, the holdings and clingings, tightenings of the mind. Settling into the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. As you exhale, relaxing the thinking mind, any pressure or tightening associated with thinking, letting the mind, maybe the brain, spread out wide like a surface of a wide, still lake. Every exhale, the surface becoming calmer, the waves stiller. And for every exhale now, letting go of your body, releasing your body from the hold of the mind, any clinging, grasping, any preoccupation with the body, judgments, as you exhale, let go, release. Release your body from any ideas you have about the body. And don't worry too much about exactly what you're letting go of. Just on the exhale, release the body. Let go. Letting the body be still in a kind of gentle, sweet, unmoving body. That from within is released, set free. Every exhale. anywhere in your body where there's even the slightest sense of tension or stress, pressure. See if you can release that. And if you can't release it, see if you can let go and make space around it. And in the last minutes of this sitting, whatever your mind is involved in, let it go, release it, and then do it again and again. Let go, and then let go for the next thing and the next thing. Let it be a release, a relaxation. Deep to your very core, let go. let go. And if you're trying too hard to let go of trying hard. And the more we release the body, the more letting go we have and the body is free. The more the body becomes porous. And nothing in the world that happens gets stuck in the body. Nothing happens in the world. Gets caught in the body. The more we hold on to things, the more there's something, way in which things get stuck in the body or impact the body. To release deeply so we can be available in the world with love, with care. So that we can be present for whatever way someone else is. Because we're porous. Or we're open, spacious. We have lots of room so we don't react, contract, retract ourselves. And may we go into the world dedicated to being present for others in a porous way, in a spacious way that allows our goodwill, our friendliness, our love to not be agitated or not be contracted or not be lost. May our ability to be present and mindful support us in caring for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings everywhere be free. Thank you.